Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. It's a Football Friday. Football Friday, yeah, we give our picks. That's coming up. Our best bets of the week. You heard Eli the Great's picks. And coming up next, Larry Boa has his best bet of the week. He's a huge football fan. So that's coming up. And the great Philly, former manager, former great player, all-time Philly joins us right now. And we're always pleased and honored when Larry Boa joins the Marks and Reese show. What's up, LB?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, man. What's up, Skip? We are, listen, we're knee deep in football season, you know that, but the hiring of Joe Girardi got some Phillies fans excited. So before we get into some of the great stuff you're doing here, what was your reaction?
I was happy, very happy. I thought it was a good pick. I thought our pitching coach was a good pick. Now we have to go out and write some more checks out and get some pitching. We need pitching to go to the next step, and I think everybody knows that. But Joe's a good fit here. He's obviously in New York. He's been successful there. And Brian Price, I was fortunate enough to be with him in Seattle in 2000. He does a very good job with the pitchers.
Mm-hmm. When you and you're familiar with Joe as a manager, what do you think he's going to bring to the ball club that's going to be beneficial to this personnel the way it is right now?
Well, I think the one thing that was missing, and you guys can relate to this, a sense of urgency every night. It seemed like, you know, we had some good series last year against the Cubs and Dodgers. In fact, in our park, I think we swept both teams. And then San Diego comes in and the White Sox come in. And for some reason, not taking anything away from those guys, but we lose those two series. To me, that's just a matter of keeping the concentration level up and respecting every team that comes in here. Don't look at their win and loss records. It seemed like we played exceptionally well against the real good teams, especially at home, and then when the lesser teams came in, we just didn't meet the challenge there. So that's important when you play 162 games. You got to be up for every single game, and you know. And Joe's got that personality that he pays attention to detail. He knows that'll handle a pitching staff really well, so I think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, and you mentioned starting pitching. It's one of the things I had written down. So you think at least a veteran starter or two is a good start in free agency, Larry?
At least one. I'd like two, to be honest with you. I'd like two. I mean, we're hoping Arrieta's going to be okay, but, you know, obviously coming off the operation. I was really happy the way that Eflin pitched the second, what about the last 2 months, really, when he went back to his old style. So, you know, you're talking about three guys there. And, you know, I where Cole Hamels, and Cole Hamels is your four or five in your rotation at this stage of his career. Then you have a chance every time you go out there. So I'm anxious to see what direction we go here. There's a lot of good pitchers out there, and teams are going to spend a lot of money. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and it seems like, Larry, that you're right. I mean, there's work to do with the starting pitching, and they're going to make some moves in the bullpen possibly as well. But really, your everyday lineup, maybe a position or two you'll be bringing somebody in. But for the most part, who you have is who you have. And when I look at a guy like Rhys Hoskins, an up-and-down season, and, I mean, he's got power numbers. We've seen what he's done here. But really, consistency at this point is really what you need from Rhys. The talent is there. He has to consistently put it together. What advice would you give to Rhys? What do you think he can do better that will give him better consistent results?
Well, I really believe that Rhys got caught up in the analytics stuff about launch angle and exit velocity. You know, when he first got called up, as you guys well know, he had all those home runs. He had a lot of them to right center field, straightaway center field. He got away from using the middle of the field the second half of the season. And obviously he got stuck on number 29 the last month, and I'm sure he wanted 30 home runs, but I never seen him pull as many balls foul as he did last year, especially the second half. We definitely need him to be the Rhys Hoskins that we know he can be. I'm not saying he's going to hit 320. To me, he should hit 270, hit 35 home runs, be more consistent. It was a big roller coaster ride for him, and I'm sure he'll be the first to tell you that he wasn't very happy with it. And knowing Rhys, I'm sure he's going to be working on certain things during, for his swing to get better during the wintertime. So, and hopefully another voice down there in our hitting instructor could help out also.
Yep. All right. So, Larry, you – so, like, check this out. Larry and Charlie Manuel, you guys need to – I mean, you're like a you're the best combo in years, Larry. So the Covenant House is a is a homeless youth shelter that's in the Germantown section of the city. They serve more than 3,000 youth every year. They're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. They never turn away anyone. They offer safety, food, clean clothes, medical care, and programs to help transform the lives of the people that come in and try to move them forward. So you and Charlie, you guys are sleeping outside in a couple weeks?
Yeah, we are. And I just went outside with my dog here, and I hope there's a little warm front coming. It's pretty cold out there right now. But, no, Charlie asked me to get involved during spring training, and it was originally Raul Ibanez's charity, and then Charlie kept it going. And then during spring training, you know, he asked me if I'd be willing to donate time and everything. And we started it out during the season. Once a month, we brought kids in. We brought them down to the field. They had tickets, and then they had food at the ballpark that night, and it turned out to be very good. So Charlie said, he sort of ran it by me. He says, hey, would you ever sleep outside? And I looked at him like he was, I said, what? He said, well, you know, if we're going to stay involved with this charity, we're going to have to sleep outside. And I said, hey, I'm all in for that. So I am in for it. And, you know, watching and getting to meet some of these kids during the course of the summer, a lot of these kids have been dealt tough hands, man. And whether it's they're runaways or homeless or their parents didn't really take the responsibility of raising them. And you look at them and you wonder what happened. And if we can make people aware of this, and any kind of money or clothing that they can contribute to this organization would be a tremendous asset for us. And we hopefully that we're going to get people that we get their attention, and hopefully it can lead to better things for these kids, because everybody deserves chances. And it seems like the odds against them being successful have been really slim. And so if we can help out in any way and get them straightened out a little bit, and that's what it's all about, you know, giving back to the community. Charlie and I have been here for a long time, and the city's been good to both of us.
Yep.
And if we can help some kids out, I think that's what it's all about. And, you know, just to let the people know out there, if you want to donate, you just go to my Twitter account at LarryBoa10 and check out my most recent post. And the link will go to the fundraising page, and then you can make your donations there. So any amount of money would be great to help these kids out. And I'm looking forward to it. I just hope it stays above zero on that particular night.
Well, we actually looked ahead at some of the extended forecasts, and I think it's going to be in the 20s maybe, Larry.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Oh, that's okay. I'll deal with the 20s.
And you can also register for it. It's Thursday, November 21st, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. It's at 1501 Cherry Street, the Friends Center in Center City. You can go to philadelphia.executivesleepout.org, or as Larry said, I can't believe I'm actually going to say, go to Larry's Twitter page. He tweeted about it.
Yeah, I just started that. You know, the thing about it was I didn't want to get on there, because sometimes I come home after a game and I'm really angry, and my wife says, you don't need a Twitter account. And I said, you know what? I want the Twitter account for organizations like this, or maybe congratulate, like I congratulated JT on his winning the Gold Glove and things like that. So I won't get controversial unless something really bad happens. So,
don't be Antonio Brown, Larry. That's all we ask.
Hey, LB, this is my motto when it comes to Twitter, right? If I have to think about it twice, that means I probably shouldn't tweet it.
That's good advice for me. I appreciate that. And I'll remember that before I hit that send button.
Yes. So
if I got to think about it, I'll just delete it.
Maybe clear it with your wife, too, Larry. That's another good thing to do. Larry, and thank you, because this is I saw a comment that you had made about the Covenant House, is that, you know, a lot of these kids are victims of circumstance. You know, like I was born with two strong parents that took great care of me. And, you know, it's not their fault that maybe they weren't. So the Covenant House does such a great job of of taking care of these kids and trying to get them back on their feet.
You know what, guys? And you know, I've been very successful. John, you're very successful. We've all had great lives up to this point. And sometimes, you know, you get carried away and you don't get to see what's going on around you. And for this to what Charlie asked me to do this and open my eyes a little bit. I think it's important that we help this organization out, and hopefully that we can continue to do this. And I'm looking forward to this. I'll be a little cold, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll drink some hot chocolate. All right,
yes.
But that's not all that Larry's doing, Ike. He's also going to be doing it. Joe Conklin hosts a night of laughs and music for a great cause at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. It's Joe Conklin salute to Philly Sportsman of the Year, Larry Boa, Charlie Manuel, Scott Fransky will be on hand to talk about Charlie Manuel and Fran Duffy as well.
We're going to have fun with that. So I'm anxious to see Conklin imitate him because I try to imitate him in spring training in the morning when we're working out or walking around, and he looks at me, you know, he gives me that look that, are you serious, Bo? Are you serious? So we'll have some stories to tell, especially after this this sleep out and everything, but I'm looking forward to everything.
It's Wednesday, November 20th, so you're going back-to-back nights with...
Yeah, I got back-to-backers going.
Wow, look at you. It's at the Excite Center at Parks Casino. Fran Duffy's going to be honored. Tickets, parkscasino.com/entertainment. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I just wanted to get you out on one more Phillies question, Larry. Scott Kingery, I mean, when he was coming up first year, I think a lot of people expected him to be great right off the bat, and he had struggles like a lot of young players do. He looked great last year. I think he's going to even be better in 2020. Where would you play him?
I mean, without a doubt, there's no doubt. I mean, this kid's a great athlete. He can play anywhere you want. But if we put him at second base, he will be an all-star there. He's an unbelievable second baseman. And I think mentally, when he knows he's going to play there 155, 160 games, you're going to see a big upswing in his batting average, everything. When you know you're going to play one position – the bad thing about with Scotty right now is he's so good at all the other positions.
Right.
If we're not able to fill those other positions, we know we can play second. We know he can play short. We know he can play center. We know he can play third. And it's sort of it's being held against him a little bit because he's an unbelievable second baseman.
Yeah.
And I expect big things from him. Hopefully we can put him out there and leave him there because I really think this kid's going to have a very good career.
Yeah, and you're right, and the versatility almost works against him because,
like you
said, he can play shortstop, third, center field, he can play it all. But I'm totally with you. He's my second baseman going forward. All right, Larry, we know it's football season. Ike and I are going to give our best bets of the weekend. We want Boa's best bet for the football weekend.
I got a lock, and I've been studying this. I got the Rams over the Steelers. Jalen Ramsey, since he's been over there, has solidified that defense. The running back for the Steelers is iffy. I just think they're Rams coming off a bye week. I'm all in on the Rams this week in Pittsburgh.
I like it. Larry, thank you. And thanks again for all you're doing with the sleep outside to help the homeless. And we always love talking to you, man.
Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. And have a good rest of the week. And I'll be talking with you shortly.
All right, there he is. The great Larry Boa likes the Rams.
Mm-hmm. I got a lock.
It's one of my picks, too.
Make sure we get that. It was great.
That'll be added to the tweet.
Yeah, because like Cindy, and we thank Cindy Webster for getting it, for booking Larry. But I said to her, I said, I know Larry's a big football fan, and I know he pays attention to point spreads and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Like it's Football Friday. We need a Boa best bet.
Yeah.
So I knew he was going to enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Everybody's into gambling.
Well,
that's all we do around here.
Our best bets are coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
On Marks and Reese. And we were both 3-1 last week.
Yep.
We're going to continue the hot streak. Shut up, Jack.
Hey, you guys are on fire.
I'll take it 3-1 week. I'll take it.
Marks and Reese text line and our best bets, our locks, are coming up next on the Marks and Reese show right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Ike Reese here for Pella Windows and Doors. Our birds are back on the field and the weather is changing. Now, after tailgating in South Philly, who wants to go home to a drafty house? Not me. That's why I choose Pella Windows and Doors for my home. Replace those old windows with Pella's new energy-efficient windows. Having Pella Windows installed feels as good as a late fourth-quarter drive to win the game. And now through November 14th, get 50% off qualifying installation or 36 months no interest. Call 877-98-PELLA or visit PellaPhilly.com.
We want Boa's best bet for the football weekend.
I got a lock. And I've been studying this. I got the Rams over the Steelers. Jalen Ramsey, since he's been over there, has solidified that defense. The running back for the Steelers is iffy. I just think they're Rams coming off a bye week. I'm all in on the Rams this week in Pittsburgh.
Boa's best bet. There you go. And I just went to Larry Boa's Twitter page. He's only got 678 followers, 1,678 followers, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You have like 10 times that or more.
Yeah.
That should never happen.
He's
a legend
got,
like Larry
step
Boa.
His game up.
All right. So what we need to do is we need to follow Larry Boa. It's Larry Boa 10. But what he did was I was looking for what he said he tweeted out for his sleep out, mm-hmm. and he made a Twitter mistake. He tweeted at Charlie Manuel, so it didn't go out to
everybody else.
So I'm retweeting it right now on mine. Jack, do the same if you could from Marks and Reese account.
Yeah. He needs to know about the period in front of the at, so it goes to everyone.
Yeah, and I don't know if he needs to be explained that, but yes, you're right. That's what happened.
Because mm-hmm.
he tweeted right at Charlie Manuel. And I don't think Charlie called it either. Just saying. But our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, mark-jewelers.com. And we'll just have it with Larry Boa. Follow Larry Boa on Twitter. Larry Boa 10. My man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ike, both coming off of 3-1 weeks. I'm going to let you go first, unless you would need a second.
Got mine.
All right, Ike Reese leads us off.
All right. Let me start with the game that I just couldn't take. I just couldn't take my eyes off of. I can't believe Seattle is getting 6 points in a game. Are you kidding me? Give me Seattle plus 6 over San Francisco. San Francisco is going to lose at some point. They aren't going 16-0. Divisional game next week versus Seattle. Even though the game is in San Francisco, I don't care. Give me Seattle plus 6 in that game. And then I'm with LB. I got the Rams minus 3.5. Over Pittsburgh, right? I got that game. That's on my list. Like that game. Rams coming off the bye week. Pittsburgh is, you know what? They may not have James Conner. And let's face it, Mason Rudolph just can't keep winning games. So give me L.A. in that situation. And then one from Eli earlier. I had this one as well. Cleveland minus 3 over Buffalo. Cleveland's at home. They're ready to fire the head coach. They're going to try to force the ball to Odell Beckham Jr. And let's face it, Buffalo, Josh Allen, it's about to be over with for you guys. So give me the Browns minus 3 over Cleveland, and then I got a fourth game.
Oh,
I took
bonus.
A fourth game. Yeah. Got to have 4. How about Arizona plus 5 over Tampa? I like that one. Arizona plus 5 over Tampa. I mean, Tampa may win the game. I think there's a lot of points that will be scored in that game. But give me Arizona plus the points.
No, we have actually 2 of the same games because I also like Arizona.
Ah.
Now, they played the 49ers tough.
Yep.
But, this week I actually like Arizona. And I like the over, too. One thing about Tampa is they'll score points.
Yep.
Arizona can score some points, too. But I would take Arizona plus 5, and I do like the over as well, 52. And I agree on the Cleveland Browns. The line's a head scratcher. Bills 6-2, Browns 2-6. Cleveland's lost 4 straight. Things couldn't be worse, but yet they're 3-point favorites. They're screaming to take the Browns in this one. Bills are going down. They're not that good. Browns season isn't really going anywhere. And I'm not starting Josh Allen this week in fantasy either. I'm going with Daniel Jones against the Jets. So, yes, take the Browns minus 3. Last one, Detroit at Chicago. Lions have lost some close games this year, and Matt Stafford has actually played really well. And the Bears have lost 4 straight games. The coach looks like a dope. Their quarterback's a disaster. But why are the Bears a 2.5-point favorite at home? Their defense is still good. They're playing at home. It's going to help Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy. I'm going to take the Bears laying 2.5 over the Lions. So there were my 3. And what did we say the LSU-Alabama game was? Honestly, I'm looking forward to that game.
Sure. I'll be watching it tomorrow night.
Big time.
Is that going to be your 4th pick?
Yeah, it's going to be my 4th pick. What's the line? I mean, it was pretty significant last time I looked. All right, well, there are my picks right now, and then let's – I didn't realize Ike was going 4 right there.
Yeah.
It's good synergy.
Well, just to keep the numbers even, we normally do 4.
So you got to keep the numbers even.
Yeah, keep the numbers
even. You can't be having one record, you another record, Eli another record.
Alabama's 6. 6-point favorites.
Yes.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take LSU.
LSU plus the 6.
Yeah. Like that quarterback.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know Tua is, he's probably going to play, but it's been some time since he's played. He might come out a little rusty. I'll be rooting LSU.
I can't bet against Bama.
No?
No. It's like betting against the Patriots.
Mm.
I root against them.
Right. Yeah. But betting against them is another thing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll finish up on the phones, but let's do the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro and college football this season at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online, DelawarePark.com, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
John Marks has something in common with Matt Klintak. They both need to shut up. Every time they talk, it angers people. According to John Marks, the Phillies don't have a Hall of Fame. Their Wall of Fame is not their Hall of Fame because Mike Lieberthal and Jim Thome are in it. And in his opinion, don't deserve it. What are you talking about, John? Alex from South Philly.
Well, any Hall of Fame wouldn't put in mediocre players into their Hall of Fame. That's why you know it's a Wall of Fame and not a Hall of Fame. That's the difference. If I have to explain that to you, I'm not really sure what else to say. Jim Thome, I like Jim Thome. He was here for 2 years. He doesn't belong in the Phillies Hall of Fame, but there isn't one. That's the point. They'll put anybody
on the
Wall of Fame. They'll put anybody on the Wall of Fame, right? That's the point. Juan Samuel, I like Juan Samuel. I grew up. He was my favorite player. He belongs on the Wall of Fame. He wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. It's that simple. Great players are in Hall of Fame. It's not mediocre players.
It's the Phillies,
right?
Phillies greats. These are
not
Phillies
the
greats.
Wall of very good.
Wasn't a great. Yeah. Wasn't they weren't great though. Those players weren't great.
Hey man, I didn't vote.
I know you didn't.
I'm not sure if it's the right line to text you guys, but it isn't even close. Peterson and Nick took on the challenge and had the balls to win a Super Bowl. Andy and Five flat out choked. Donovan puked on the field. Andy screwed up the 2 minute drill again. End of story. Matty M in Westchester.
No.
I thought that was Joe from New Hope.
Joe New Hope's a big Andy guy.
Oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Oh, is that right?
That. So I've heard.
Is that his side? Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, it was pretty hardcore, the text, but I can't say that a lot of it was wrong, right?
I do wish we got that call today, though.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Please ask Ike, who is the better QB, McNabb or Wentz? Andrew in Bucks County.
Well, right now, McNabb. But Wentz will be better.
Yeah. One game right now, who are you taking? McNabb or Wentz?
McNabb.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Oh, hey, there's John Marks. Is the story of John Marks' life. Tom and the Poconos.
You're going to have to
fill
me in.
What the hell was that?
you're talking about your Tavern on Broad thing and how there's a photo booth set up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, everyone's going to walk in like, oh, hey, there's John Marks.
Yeah, I said no one's going to walk in and say that.
You're kind of just there. I don't know.
That is the story of my life.
If it wasn't for Andy Reid, Doug Peterson would be a high school coach right now in Louisiana. Mark at Sutterton.
That's true.
Because that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even if that's true, that doesn't matter in the debate we're having about the best Eagles coach. Everybody wants to talk about all the other stuff, right? Like, oh, well, Andy drafted better, or Andy won in Kansas City, or Andy did this and Andy did
that's
that.
That's all a part of being a coach.
No, it's not. Not for every coach.
Only the good ones.
Well, no coach should have full autonomy and 100% control over the personnel. I don't believe that. I think Doug's smart not to want that.
I don't think Doug has a choice.
that's a good point.
I don't think Doug has a choice.
John Fritz doesn't know who Mr. Miyagi is. How does this guy function in life? You guys have your work cut out for you with this producer. Just saying. Tom from Abington. Just saying.
Listen. If Tom calls, I don't know if we need to put him. It's like Angry Al. Angry Al shouldn't be on the text line and calling. It should be.
Jack likes Tom.
No, clearly. No, Tom's a great listener and a good contributor in a lot of different ways. That was the best call of the day.
Yeah,
right there. All right, make it quick, callers. Jake in West Philly. Jakey.
Hey, listen. It's Andy over Doug because Doug's resume is too short. I mean, in 5 or 6 years, we could have this debate, but not now. And you got to check some of these callers because there's a guy who called up to talk about Andy not playing Brian Westbrook in the Panthers game or not giving it to him. All you got to do is Google search. Brian Westbrook was not available due to injury. You have people calling up saying stuff. They must have heard.
I didn't even hear that.
Stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even hear that.
They must have heard somebody else say it. They don't know what they're talking about. All right, I'm out. I know you got other callers to do.
All right,
appreciate it, Jake.
Andy at Deptford. Hello, Andrew.
Yo, Hader Marks. What's up?
What's up, homie?
What's up, Andy?
You got to put some respect on that Big Red. This is a no-brainer, man. Mm-hmm. This man took us from pretenders to contenders year in and year out. You know what he established right away? A winning culture. Look at his coaching tree. He's got two coaches that won a Super Bowl under him, John Harbaugh and Peterson. Mm-hmm. He's got one coach that's made it to a Super Bowl, Ron Rivera. Mm-hmm. He's got Leslie Frazier. He's got Brad Childress, Pat Shermer. All right, who am I missing?
Sean McDermott.
Oh, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And then you look at some quarterbacks he worked with. He had Coy Detmer, A.J. Philly, Jeff Garcia, Kevin Cobb. You know what all those guys have in common?
They stink.
They were all below average or average quarterbacks. You know what Andy Reid made them look like? Really damn good quarterback.
Got them all paid, too.
And then you just look at what he established, man. The man is an offensive genius. I don't know what the heck people are talking about. To me, it's no debate. Big Red all day.
Love God, it. Andy. Man, you brought up a lot of good, solid arguments for nothing that we're talking about. All those coaches that want to be head coaches has nothing to do with this argument.
Sure does.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio.
It's what helps shapes the perception of Andy.
Giglio's coming up next. Jack wanted to play us out, and it's a song that was actually, I believe, performed on WIP when Andy Reid was still here. So I don't know what he's talking about here, but let's hear it. What do we got? That daughter, right?
This time,
yes.
I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever gonna win with Andy.
It's Casey.
Never, ever, ever
it's Casey Conklin.
Gonna win with Andy.
Everybody, have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
The disrespect is real.
It is. You're right. Julio's coming up next. Everybody have a safe weekend. By the way, check me out tonight. Broad Street Tavern, 7 o'clock, drinking Miller Lite. And then I will be on CBS 3 Sports Zone, Jack. Stay up late on Sunday night with Leslie Van Arsdale. What's that for? Why are you giving me the bump, bumpy bump?
That means he's not going to be up to watch it.
Oh, well, I don't really care. Everybody, hey, have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.